The Senate failed to allow debate Tuesday on a bill that would have required EPA to rework the controversial Clean Water Rule known as Waters of the U.S. or WOTUS. The bill, sponsored by Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, had bipartisan support, and Democrat Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota was one of many speaking in favor who had posters showing how their states would be impacted by the WOTUS rule.
Not voting to proceed on this issue is the wrong path forward. And so I would urge my colleagues to open up the debate and let's talk about this map, not the Charles River and not the Cuyahoga River, because I will concede today that they are navigable water. But I want to know, in what world is this navigable water of the United States? In what world should EPA have jurisdiction over this pond? And in what world, when you're the farmer who owns it, do you think you have any certainty as we move forward?
Heitkamp's Republican counterpart in North Dakota, John Hoeven, also gave an impassioned floor speech against the WOTUS rule.
America's farmers, ranchers, and entrepreneurs go to work every day to build a stronger nation. Thanks to these hardworking men and women, we live in a country where there is affordable food at the grocery store and where a dynamic private sector offers Americans the opportunity to achieve a brighter future. The federal government should be doing all that it can to empower those who grow our food and create jobs. Yet instead, regulators are stifling growth with burdensome regulation that generates cost and uncertainty.
After failing to invoke cloture on that bill, the Senate did vote to allow debate on a resolution of disapproval sponsored by Iowa Senator Joni Ernst that would scrap the WOTUS rule entirely.
My legislation is the necessary next step in pushing back against this blatant power grab by the EPA. We will send this to the president, where he will be forced to decide between the livelihood of our rural communities nationwide and his unchecked federal agency.
President Obama has already said he will veto any bill passed by Congress that makes changes in the water rule, which has already been ruled against in the court. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.